Don Manzullo, Illinois 16th District. He voted against Obamacare Sunday night. Congressman Manzullo, welcome back on to the Michael Coolidge Show.
It's good to talk to you, Michael.
Let's just start off asking just what you generally feel about what happened on Sunday night.
Well, it's... I don't know. I mean, I've been at this for a little bit, and we've seen some votes take place. This probably was about the most egregious reach of pure raw political power and backdoor chicanery, which is why people hate Congress. And it's Chicago politics all over again.
I can't remember a time where I personally was so angry at our elected leaders in Washington my whole lifetime. I mean, even elections, like, you know, those of us who didn't support Barack Obama, you know, or weren't happy when he got elected, I wasn't angry in November of 2008. I was like, okay, this is what happens, election cycles. Sometimes the other guys win. But people are livid about this, Congressman Manzullo.
Well, they should. They should, because the American people have been speaking for a long time that they don't want one bill that dramatically changes one-sixth of the economy, written with especially members from the Senate who are selling out. I mean, I don't know what word you can use for a member of Congress that sells out, except they should be thrown out at the next election. And you can start with Ben Nelson of Nebraska. I mean, he got the special deal on the Medicaid package. And Senator Nelson from Florida, now his constituents get to keep Medicare Advantage.
Yeah.
Mine can't. Now you tell me how that's fair in America when you have a plan that's working that people like, and they can't because their senator sold out for a vote. I mean, this is, you know, and there's $100 million going to a hospital in Connecticut. I don't know which senator sold out on that one in exchange for a vote. In exchange for a vote, they sell out. Michael, it's so outrageous. And then it reached the zenith when Bart Stupak really went back on his pro-life bona fides and got a worthless piece of paper from the President of the United States called an executive order saying that federal dollars will not be used. I mean, executive orders don't trump clear congressional enactments.
Right.
And so it's, you know, the president said that people weren't concerned about process, they were concerned about the results. Well, that's like saying any means are necessary in order to accomplish the results. And that's, you know, I mean, Congress has a 19% approval rating. I would give it a zero approval rating after what happened in the trade-offs going on the floor and in the back doors of this so-called health care reform bill. But when people start to find out what's in it, I mean, we've had a lot of people call the office with a very legitimate problem of not being able to get insurance because of pre-existing illnesses. And the adults, we have to tell them, you know, you'll have a remedy in 4 years. By the way, there's a state pot for assigned risk, a pool that's existed for years. You have to wait, plus it's expensive to get into. And there's going to be a little money put into that, and I hope that'll keep you over until 4 years from now when you might get a different policy. But the taxes begin immediately. And these are just crushing taxes, $569 billion in new taxes, cuts in Medicare for seniors by $530 billion, a 2.5% tax on medical devices. When Frieda came down with cancer 4 years ago, the tumor blew out her vertebrae, exploded it, and the neurosurgeon had to go in there very carefully and remove that bone shrapnel from near her spine. And he put into her spinal column a titanium vertebrae, adjusted the post. I mean, it's an incredible contraption, and that's what keeps people from getting into wheelchairs. And that type of device is called a medical device that would be taxed under this health care bill. The radiology machine that killed the cancer, above and below that area where she caught cancer in the back, that would be taxed. And how can the Democrats gloat about this bill saving money while at the same time it increases the cost of medicine by placing a tax upon medical devices? It's just unbelievable.
I'm glad you brought up that example, because I've talked to many doctors who, and I'm sure the doctor who implemented that on your wife and the scientist and doctor who came up with that device is right now really seriously considering getting out of the medical profession. I mean,
it's happened. The real sleeper in this is that the Pelosi bill. Prescription for getting health insurance for people is to put 16 million more people on Medicaid. That would be another 330,000 in the state of Illinois, $400 to $600 million more in Medicaid. And under the bill that passed, the states would have to pick up a good portion of that under the so-called reconciliation bill. Even when that passes and is signed into law, if the government doesn't want to fund the states for the increased liability under Medicaid, they just won't do that. And doctors now don't take Medicaid assignments because, or many doctors won't take them because of the low reimbursement.
Right.
In the state of Washington, Walgreens has decided not to take prescriptions from Medicaid patients because the reimbursement isn't high enough. And so why would you want to increase the program by 16 million people when that program is already on the verge of bankruptcy, if not already there? You would end up with coverage, but you might not get anybody to take you in the office.
Right, right. On paper, you can say, I'm insured.
That's right.
But it may take you months and months, if at any time at all, to
That's
get
right.
actually some medical attention given to you.
Well, state of Illinois over 5 years is about $1.8 billion. And you know what's going on in the state. I mean, it's a shame. I mean, you have a lack of income coming in, and thousands of teachers.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just medical people who aren't being
laid
paid.
Off.
Right.
It's really sad.
We're speaking with Congressman Don Manzullo, of course, voted against the bill on Sunday night. And you have some insight to this that not many other congressmen in Illinois have. And that is because, I mean, you saw this from back in 1993, the last time major health care legislation like this was attempted. Could you compare and contrast what happened after Hillary Care, as they called it, did not pass in the early 90s? And this one now.
Yeah, it didn't come to the floor for a vote. They had Hillary Care, Bill Clinton and his wife talked about it starting in January of 93 when he was sworn in. The legislation never got cobbled together, and there was never a floor vote on it. And then by the midterm elections in November of 94, people were fed up. With all this talk about dramatic change in their health care, that was one of the reasons for the dramatic revolution that led to the defeat of many people who were in favor of that particular piece of legislation. People are just fed up, Michael, with government. It's not so much the issue of medical care that's important. The issue is freedom. We have a lot of people that call our office that have a very difficult time getting care because of pre-existing illnesses. And this bill does not help adults. And I think I mentioned that they have to wait 4 years to get some help on it.
Right, it's just children immediately.
But the children are already covered in our S-CHIP. The other thing that it does is that we could lose between 3 and 5 million jobs because of the harsh employer mandate. You know, every time you make it more expensive to make things or do things here in the United States, that's more of an incentive to offshore. I was talking to a manufacturer of surgical equipment, and he said, you know, I make this piece of equipment. We've been told that if this 2.5% excise tax goes on, that they're going to consider buying it from China, because the Chinese will seize upon the issue and they won't pass through the 2.5%. They'll just continue to undercut so they can get more and more market share. So we could lose more manufacturing jobs because of this. IRS will be a real great place to work. They're going to hire 16,500 more auditors to
right.
make sure that people have insurance. It's just that's what happens when you have a big government approach to a situation where it could have been done incrementally. When the Republicans controlled the House of Representatives in the mid-90s, on two different occasions, we passed medical liability reform to put caps upon verdicts, to give doctors the ability to have a breather from these high insurance premiums, and then also to allow the to allow small businesses the ability under association health plans to band together the form of the large purchasing pools. That's where you get the bigger you are, the greater purchasing power you have, the cheaper your policy, and the more you can bargain on allowing people in with pre-existing illnesses. Well, the Senate took up association health plans and voted it down by two votes, led by the Democrats. The Senate never took up the liability bill to help out doctors and their premiums and keep them from having to practice defensive medicine, and because 60 votes weren't there, and ended up with the bill never coming to the floor for a vote. You know, there's so many things that we can do to bring down the cost of health care, but you do them incrementally. Number one, you increase the number of community health centers. That was in the bill. It was buried in one of 2,800 pages. If that had been a standalone, it would have passed overwhelmingly. Number two, give people the ability to purchase insurance across state lines. That would have passed overwhelmingly. You know, number three, set up these group purchasing plans. That would have passed overwhelmingly. Give small business people the ability to buy health and accident insurance on the same basis as corporations without having to pay the FICA tax and FUTA tax on the very dollars they use for health insurance. That would bring down the cost of health insurance for small businesses immediately by 15%. So many things could have been done on an incremental basis and yet dramatically impacted the health insurance industry by opening it up, make it a lot easier on the premiums. But no, Speaker Pelosi wanted this monstrous bill, this comprehensive bill, because she wants to control one-sixth of the economy in one bill. And they had to do it in one bill to put all their stuff in it.
And, I mean, this is an unprecedented thing. I mean, when you think about Social Security and Medicare, when they eventually went and were passed through Congress, they had bipartisan support.
Yes, the Medicare. I was in Washington in 1965, and half the Republicans voted for Medicare. But back in 1965, it was estimated that the cost of Medicare in 1990 would be $9 billion. Guess what? It ended up being $99
billion. Oh, just by the power of 10.
Right, that's what happens on these government estimates. But we have the anomaly here of, taxes would be raised by $569 billion. Medicare for seniors would be reduced by $530 billion. And in the midst of adding services to Medicare by getting rid of some co-pays on preventive office visits, it actually adds to the burden of Medicare. But you can't increase a program and at the same time decrease the amount of payment. It just doesn't work that way.
Congressman Manzullo, I know you got to run here, but last question. You're one of the senior members of the Illinois Congressional Delegation.
Senior Republican.
You're
I
the
got
senior
gray hair.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. You know how the levers of power work better than most people. What is the possibility of this being repealed in any way? Constitutionally, with
well,
a Republican president, is this fight over or what?
You would have if President Obama will be there for 4 years. You would have to get 2/3 of each body to repeal it because he would have the right of veto, and it takes 2/3 to overcome a veto. So, but there are a lot of things that can be done. I mean, there are already bills out there to repeal it. There are a lot of things that can be done if we had a lot more Republicans, because you can actually stop the funding. You can stop the program by not allowing any funding for it. That's done all the time.
Is that a possibility if Republicans gain significant amounts of seats this November?
We have too many Democrats. That's what happened.
You're telling me.
I mean, the fight was always within their own party. There are 75 more Democrats in the House than Republicans. They continue to blame the Republicans for this bill not progressing. But the fight was within their own party because they really didn't need any Republican input on it at all.
I guess what I'm getting at is there hope if enough?
There's always hope
For this to be repealed.
Read your Bible. You know, there's always hope. There's always hope. You know, America's faced bleak times before. The National Recovery Act was found unconstitutional by the entire Supreme Court when Roosevelt imposed price controls on 7,000 items. You know, I mean, anything is possible. The most of the campaign finance bill, a good portion of it has been held unconstitutional by the courts. You don't leave up the courts to be the final arbiter because, well, I mean, the Constitution allows that, but Congress, in its own wisdom, should make sure we don't pass bills that'll even get to the court. I mean, there's a big issue out there whether or not the government can mandate that people have to buy insurance.
Yeah, for the first time in American history,
right,
something is being mandated that everyone purchase in the United States.
Well, it is. I mean, there's a mandate that you pay income tax, but that's because you're working.
Right.
There's a mandate.
Not everyone pays it.
Right. In most states, that you have to buy automobile insurance, but that's because you drive an automobile. So, you know, there's always something that's linked with that mandate. But here, you know, what's going to be the next mandate to come along?
Yeah, if you have a pulse, you must eventually get health insurance mandated
right.
by the United States government
right.
as of Sunday night. Congressman Manzullo, anything else you want to add before we say goodbye?
That's fine. I appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks for coming
you.
Back on the show, Congressman.
You bet. Bye-bye.